Ever feel like you need a secret password to get into some kind of exclusive club? That's kind of how it feels navigating the world of DeFi sometimes, but don't worry, we're here to break it all down for you.
Bye.
Today's deep dive, we're tackling Wrapped Bitcoin Cash, WBCH for the initiated, and why it's essential for making the most of the Goblins protocol.
And you have come to the right place because WBCH is one of those fascinating wrinkles in DeFi.
Oh, definitely.
That seems counterintuitive at first. You see, while it might sound like just another flavor of your regular Bitcoin Cash, it actually unlocks some serious efficiency, especially when you're removing liquidity from the Goblins protocol.
Okay.
And trust me, understanding this can have a real impact on your bottom line.
Okay, so before we get into all the cool stuff WBCH can do, let's make sure everyone's on the same page. We've got BCH, the native token on the smart BCH blockchain, but then we have WBCH, its SAP compliant counterpart.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal with this SCPoot thing?
That's the key to this whole world. Imagine SEPI20 as the universal language of many DeFi platforms. By making BCH compatible with this standard in the form of WBCH, you're essentially giving it a passport to interact with a whole ecosystem of applications, including, of course, the Goblins protocol.
It's not just about goblins then. This WBCH thing has implications for using my crypto across various DeFi platforms.
Absolutely. And this is where the concept of interoperability comes into play.
Okay.
The DeFi world thrives on connections. By wrapping BCH into WBCH, you're not just accessing one protocol. You're opening up a network of opportunities to trade, invest, and put your assets to work in ways you couldn't before.
Okay, I'm starting to see why understanding this is so important. So how about we bring this back to the Goblins protocol? I'm putting on my user hat here. Walk me through why I'd want to use WBCH.
Let's say you're looking to provide liquidity to a liquidity pool on the Goblins protocol. You can actually start and end the process with your regular BCH. That's the beauty of how they've designed it. But, and this is the crucial part, behind the scenes, the actual swapping mechanism that makes everything work that happens using WBCH.
So it's like this elegant behind-the-scenes magic that makes the user experience seamless.
Precisely. You don't have to worry about manually converting your BCH or jumping through hoops. It's all handled for you thanks to the magic of WBCH.
Right.
And that seamlessness translates to some tangible benefits like cost efficiency, particularly on those gas fees that can really add up.
All right, let's talk about those gas fees for a second because our sources mentioned something really interesting about WBCH and removing liquidity.
Yes.
It sounds like using WBCH for that specific action can actually save you money.
That's right. Now, this isn't always the case with every action you take on the Goblins protocol, but specifically when you're removing liquidity, using WBCH can significantly reduce those pesky gas fees.
So give me some numbers. How much are we talking about here? How impactful are these savings?
We're talking potential savings of up to 15% on gas fees compared to using regular BCH for the same action. Now, that might not sound like much at first, but if you're someone who frequently moves assets around or engages in larger transactions, those savings can really start to compound over time.
That's huge. Okay, so we've got this more efficient swapping, potential cost savings on gas fees, anything else WBCH brings to the table?
Well, aside from the cost effectiveness, think about it this way. Using WBCH streamlines the entire process of interacting with the Goblins protocol. You're not just saving money on fees, you're saving time and reducing the potential for errors by simplifying the steps involved.
I can see how that would be a game changer, especially for someone who's maybe new to DeFi and might find all of this a bit intimidating.
Exactly. This is all about making DeFi more accessible and user-friendly, which is a win for everyone.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, and it's clear that WBCH is more than just a simple token swap. It's like unlocking a secret level of the Goblins protocol, giving you access to all these cool features and benefits. But I have to ask, what about security?
You are absolutely right to be thinking about security, especially when it comes to wrapping your assets.
Yeah.
It's paramount in the world of DeFi.
So how do we make sure we're playing it safe when dealing with WBCH? So how do we make sure we're playing it safe when dealing with WDCH?
It all comes down to choosing trusted platforms.
Yeah.
When you're wrapping your BCH into WBCH, you're essentially entrusting that platform to handle your assets responsibly. It's like, choosing a bank, you wouldn't just deposit your life savings anywhere.
Right, you do your research, check their reputation, make sure they've got a good track record. So, what should we be looking for when it comes to wrapping services?
Transparency is key. Look for platforms that are open about their security protocols, their team, and their history. Do they have robust auditing practices? Are they active in the community and responsive to questions? These are all good signs. And of course, it never hurts to see what other users are saying about their experience.
It sounds like due diligence is just as crucial in the DeFi space as it is in traditional finance.
Absolutely. In many ways, it's even more critical in DeFi.
Yeah.
Remember, this is a relatively new and rapidly evolving space. That means we need to be extra vigilant and informed.
You've mentioned the importance of those SEPI 20 standards a few times now.
Right.
Could you unpack that a bit more for me? I get that it's like a universal language, but what does that actually mean in practice?
Imagine trying to send a message between two people who speak entirely different languages. It would be nearly impossible without a translator, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's like in the DeFi world without common standards. SEP 20 acts as that translator, allowing different platforms and tokens to understand each other and interact seamlessly.
So because WBCH is SEP 20 compliant, it can easily integrate with the Goblins protocol and other platforms that adhere to that same standard.
Exactly. This interoperability is what makes DeFi so powerful. It's not about being siloed within one platform or ecosystem. It's about creating an interconnected network where you have the flexibility to move your assets and take advantage of opportunities across different platforms.
Okay, this is all starting to click for me now. And to be honest, before this deep dive, I never really thought about wrapped tokens as being key to this whole idea of interoperability in DeFi.
It's one of those foundational concepts that might seem subtle at first, but has huge implications for how this space is evolving.
So we've talked about the cost savings, the user experience benefits, the security considerations, and now this whole world of interoperability that WBCH opens up. It's clear that this is more than just a technical detail. It's a fundamental part of the Goblins protocol and the broader DeFi landscape.
Precisely. Understanding wrapped tokens, especially in the context of specific platforms like Goblins, is crucial for anyone serious about navigating the DeFi world.
It's like having the insider knowledge, that secret handshake that lets you walk through those DeFi doors with confidence.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
And it's not just about having access. It's about understanding the power you have as a user in this space.
Empowerment through knowledge.
Yeah.
Love it. So as we start to wrap up our deep dive here, what are some key takeaways you want our listeners to walk away with?
First and foremost, don't underestimate the importance of understanding the nuances of wrapped tokens like WBCH. It can be the difference between navigating the DeFi space efficiently and potentially missing out on opportunities or even encountering unnecessary risks.
That's such an important point. It's not just about blindly following the latest trends. It's about being informed and making strategic decisions with your assets.
Exactly. And second, while we've been laser focused on WBCH and the Goblins protocol, remember that these concepts extend far beyond this particular case study. What you're learning here about interoperability, cost efficiency, and the mechanics of wrapping tokens is applicable across the entire DeFi ecosystem.
It's about seeing the bigger picture, recognizing those patterns, and applying that knowledge as you explore different platforms and opportunities.
Precisely. And that's what makes the world of DeFi so exciting. It's constantly evolving, and there's always more to learn and discover.
So we've explored the what and the why of WBCH, and it seems like the how is taken care of by the Goblins protocol itself. But before we let our listeners loose on the DeFi world, any final thoughts? What should they be really paying attention to as they dive deeper beyond just this one token?
That's the beauty of this, isn't it? WBCH is our entry point, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. I'd say keep an eye on two things.
All right, lay it on me. Two key things to watch.
First, the evolution of DeFi protocols themselves.
Okay.
How they're integrating wrapped tokens, how they're addressing security, and how they're making this whole space more user-friendly. That constant innovation is what makes DeFi so dynamic.
It's like we've cracked the code to one secret society, but there's a whole network of them out there with their own rules and rituals. And yeah. The second thing.
Second, watch how these concepts of interoperability and decentralized finance start to bleed into other areas of our lives. We're already seeing hints of it in supply chain management, digital identity, even art and collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a world where the principles we discussed today, transparency, efficiency, accessibility, become the norm, not the exception.
Okay, now that's something to ponder. It's not just about making a quick profit in some obscure corner of the internet anymore. This stuff has the potential to reshape how we interact with value and each other.
Exactly. And that's the conversation I hope this deep dive sparks for our listeners. As you experiment with platforms like Goblins, as you wrap and unwrap your tokens, don't lose sight of that bigger picture. You're not just participating in a financial revolution, you're helping to shape it.
And that's what makes this so much more exciting than just, you know, staring at charts all day.
Well, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive. But remember, the learning doesn't stop here. Go forth, explore, and most importantly, share what you discover.
Couldn't agree more. Until next time, happy exploring.